You're listening to All Things Considered on 93.9 and AM 820 WNYC. Good afternoon, I'm Brian Zumhagen. A New York judge has ruled that the former chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso, has to pay back as much as $100 million of the money he received as compensation from the exchange. This is the latest twist in tortured litigation initiated by State Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, who's now the Democratic candidate for governor. To talk about this and the latest merger of exchanges is senior reporter Aaron Elstein from Crane's New York Business. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
If you could, take us back a bit. When it came out in 2003 that Grasso was getting paid a package of almost $140 million, Spitzer and others called it excessive, and Grasso was forced to resign. But what's the basis of the legal action?
Well, this is a very strange case, because what Spitzer is arguing is that the New York Stock Exchange was a not-for-profit institution when Mr. Grasso ran it a few years ago, a not-for-profit like the Red Cross or a university. And no one thinks of the New York Stock Exchange as a not-for-profit, but it was one once upon a time. And Spitzer is arguing that Grasso effectively looted the institution.
Grasso's always said the board members of the exchange knew the details of his package. What's Grasso's reaction to the latest ruling?
He's outraged by this. He has appealed it already, I believe. And he is saying that, in fact, I had very sophisticated a board of directors, and they knew exactly what they were doing when they paid me, and I didn't withhold any information from them.
The trial was supposed to start on Monday, right? What's causing the delay?
Oh, so many reasons. One of them is that the judge in this case is prepared to hear the trial by himself without a jury, and Mr. Grasso would dearly like a jury to hear this case so that he can sort of sell them on his story of how he's a self-made guy who's from Queens and rose up through the ranks of the stock exchange to get paid a lot of money one day. And that is a story I think people might be sympathetic to, but it's a little harder to persuade one judge.
What's the political significance of this ruling, if any?
Political significance? I mean, I don't think it changes the election any. I don't really see how it's going to affect whether Spitzer will be governor or not, whether the next attorney general of the state will want to continue this case or not. I can't see them dropping it.
On a related topic, the significance of the stock exchanges has changed in the last few years. Now there's the news of Chicago's two exchanges coming together. What's the significance of this for the New York Stock Exchange?
Well, what's happening in the stock exchange business is that everybody is getting a lot bigger. It used to be that you had exchanges in New York and Philadelphia and Chicago, London. And what's happening now is that all of them are trying to get much bigger, go global immediately. And what's happened now is that the two big futures exchanges in this business, the two exchanges that trade like corn futures or oil, things like that, they've combined. And now the New York is trying to merge with an exchange in Paris called Euronext so that they can sort of keep pace with this globalization craze. And they're having some difficulty. There are a lot of people in Europe, politicians, businessmen, who are wondering if it's a good idea to tie up with the New York Stock Exchange.
It may be that financial markets are completely global now, but it's still a local employer. What about the floor traders and back office jobs?
Those jobs are going away, and they're probably going to go away even if the New York Stock Exchange doesn't merge with Euronext. The trading business has been automating for a long time. You can do things on a computer that, before you used to have to call a person to do, and that means that a lot of the people on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange are going to be out of work in a year or so, and that would happen even without the Euronext deal.
Thank you. That's Aaron Elstein, senior reporter for Crane's New York Business. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on 93.9 and AM 820 WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Brian Zumhagen.